some folks, and even, I mean, on both sides of the aisle, there are people on both sides of this issue. So I'll just give you the Republican argument, although there are also arguments on the Democrat side. Some Republicans say, this is crazy. If you call a constitutional convention, who knows where it could end? Right? I mean, you're going to have California there, and Texas, and New York. What are the rules going to be? How do we know how this will be set up? What if they vote more like in the House than in the Senate? What if they get rid of the Senate? Like, that's the protection, that's the bulwark against, you know, for rural interests. People on the other side, a different part of the Republican Party, say, no, no, we can put those rules into place to keep it from being a runaway convention. Don't worry, we got this. We'll put rules into place. And frankly, it's about the only way that we would ever get something like a balanced budget amendment put in place.